Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, 54 new homes will be built off the causeway in Petersfield. We find out how debt and other issues can trigger mental health issues. Local people have been reflecting on the election questions event held in Petersfield, and we've got this week's results for the East Hans Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A 16-year-old boy has died after being injured by a falling tree. Nottinghamshire police said two men have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter in connection with the death on Saturday. A 28-year-old woman has also been arrested on suspicion of assisting an offender. All three people remain in police custody. Surrey police said an officer who used his response car to ram an escaped cow has been removed from frontline duties. The incident took place on Friday after reports a cow was running loose in Staines-upon-Thames. Footage has emerged online, with the RSPCA describing it as upsetting and distressing. Seven Serbia fans have been arrested after violent clashes in Gelsenkirchen ahead of their Euro 2024 opener against England. Videos circulating on social media show trouble brewing on a side street with tables, chairs and bottles thrown before riot police arrived. One in four children get their political information from YouTube, while one in five sees it on TikTok. This is according to a new survey, which also suggested most cannot name their local MP. Oliver Walkton from Young Citizens told us more.
We need to bring politics and civic participation into the classroom, because from our experience, we know that young people want to have an impact and they really care about a lot of issues in society. They just lack the means and the knowledge to bring about change and have their say.
New research shows that dolphins who spend more time playing with each other when they are young will go on to father more offspring later in life. Male bottlenose dolphins are known to form lifelong bonds that help them to find mates, but scientists have now found that their training begins as youngsters. Catherine Holmes is staff scientist at the Sarasota Dolphin Research Programme and lead of the study.
That it's males who have strong social bonds, who basically are friends when they're juveniles, who form these teams when they're adults. So this really suggests to us that they are practicing this synchrony with their future teammates.
And Katie Butler has won the Rothesay Open in Nottingham for the second successive year after beating Karolina Pliskova in the final. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Grace McIntosh.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boyd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. 54 new homes will be built off the causeway in Petersfield. Members of the National Park Authority approved plans at a committee meeting, but doubts remain over a proposed traffic calming plan along the causeway. Causeway resident Tricia Newby addressed the committee.
The design is ill-conceived and confusing. Traffic calming measures should only be implemented on roads with a history of injury accidents. There have been no injury accidents here. There is a consensus amongst highway authorities and from research that chicanes are most suited for residential streets and village approaches. They are not appropriate for local distributor roads. The causeway is a local distributor road. It is a classified B road and the main route into Petersfield from the south.
Hampshire Highways will be asked to look again at residents' concerns, but the houses will be built whatever happens. We find out how debt and other issues can trigger mental health issues. Citizens Advice have a funded debt advisor that gives a level of consistency for their clients with mental health issues. Along with this, there is a lady from Seven Help who is in attendance once a week. She can recommend or signpost to other organisations if required. All of these measures can help when trying to tackle other issues.
You have a funded debt advisor who works specifically with clients who've got mental health issues, because it's recognise that there needs to be a level of consistency in an advisor. So not only the advice that we can give to them, but also we have a lady who's employed by Southern Health who comes in to see us once a week, who's able to talk to our clients if there is an understanding of what kind of support you can get to help with your mental health. And it means that you can then concentrate a bit more around kind of organising your finances, or, you know, not necessarily ignoring letters that come through and that kind of thing.
Local people have been reflecting on the election questions event held in Petersfield. St Peter's Church was packed for the occasion when candidates standing for election in East Hampshire took questions from local people, including Shine Radio listeners. These people shared their views after the event.
It was a really very interesting evening, and I enjoyed listening to what the different candidates had to say, illustrating how very varied their standpoints are. And it confirmed me in my feelings about the person of real quality that I wish to put my vote to on the 4th of July.
What I liked about this format, it gives an opportunity for us to meet each of the individuals who's standing for election. And rather than arguing with each other, just being clear about what they think is most important for our country and in East Hampshire.
And you can hear the event on Shine Radio this evening at 5 o'clock or at any time online at shineradio.uk. We've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 0, 3, 8, 0, 1 and 3. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit: Liz Community Association, Petersfield Shakespeare Festival and Dementia Friendly Hampshire. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Getting warmer today across the Petersphere. Expect the sun to appear in the morning and stick around for most of the day, going in and out of the clouds. Winds are light and from the southwest, and temperatures will rise to around 19 degrees. High tide today in Portsmouth will be at 8:50 a.m. at 3.76 metres. Low tide this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Then the sun sets behind the clouds at just after 9:20, with a mild and partly cloudy night to follow. And the outlook for Tuesday in Petersfield? Warm and cloudy and a little wind with just a bit of sunshine. Have a good day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Green Lane is finally reopened, so anyone travelling that route will be pleased today. Work continues on Greenway Lane in Berriton, and Bedford Road has two-way lights in place today. That's while South East Water carry out works. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no.
And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.